Hello, this is Florian speaking. Let's wait for the other members to arrive. They're just dialing in.
Hello, Sophie.
Hello, Sophie. Charles and Thorsten are dialing in at the moment. They're just writing.
Okay.
Just maybe 1 or 2 more minutes and then they should
They'll
also
come
be on
home.
board.
Yes.
I think we're missing Thorsten, Charles, and Quellen according to my list.
Hello, everybody. This is Thorsten. Sorry for being late.
Hi, Thorsten.
Hi, Thorsten.
Hey, Sophie. Florian.
So we're waiting for Charles. Okay, Charles is just writing that he is still on a call. Then let's wait. So once again, I have a terrible echo. Thorsten, do you have a hands-free mode activated? Let's try again. No, still there. I tried to dial in via telephone. Maybe it's Skype again. One second.
So I was muting. Don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. Okay, then it's once again Skype causing terrible echoes. So let's switch to the phone. Okay, so I think everybody is in. Charles is still on a call, and then I just propose we make a start. As far as I have seen, we have no real fixed agenda for today, which could mean that the call is rather short. So I propose that we just everybody from the steering committee gives a short update on what they did the last weeks and what maybe or last week and what's to come for the next week. So I just make a start from the marketing and infrastructure side. Yesterday we had the second marketing conference call and it was quite successful with 10, 12 people on the line and I had to leave. The call took much longer than planned, which actually was great that we see this much of activity. And one of the major topics that we need to work on is the releasing or release planning for LibreOffice 3.3, which means a features page, which means a localized website, a press release and the like. And most likely next week we will have another marketing conference call just for that reason. And from the infrastructure side, a short update. Since last weekend, the Silverstripe test instance is online. Silverstripe, as discussed earlier, will be the CMS system that we will use at least for the meantime until the Drupal setup is up and running. And we still need to have fancy addresses. We still need to move the mailing list archives, but every native lang group can now prepare content in their language. If you ping the website mailing list, then you can get access to the Silverstripe system, provide content, translate pages, so we can be in time for LibreOffice 3.3. So very briefly, that was a short update from my side, and I'd like to hand over the microphone to maybe Thorsten.
Well, I was mostly busy with the upcoming beta 3. Regarding the membership and foundation discussion, that's I think still pending. So more or less no updates, and busy with the, as I said, with the beta 3.
Okay, Sophie, any update? Sophie Quellen, you're on the line. Any updates from your side? Anything you would like to say?
Nothing, at least from my side. I will try to work more on QA, but I didn't have time, actually. So, nothing more.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just Colin here then. Just from my side, on the development side, we've been getting a lot of patches in, so that's great. So progress is going pretty good there. Just want to ask Thorsten, now he's on the line. What's the story now with user interface and string freezes? Are we green on that?
Yes, I presume. I just pushed the beta 3 tarballs earlier today, so I think, yeah, we should just announce string freeze.
Okay, so
maybe have a short, maybe have a short question around whether anybody has any outstanding work there, but I don't think so.
Yeah, so we can basically, you basically think we can tell the translators that we're finished.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with regards to beta 3, do we have an estimation when will it be available for download?
As far as I can tell, so I'm just doing the Mac build here. I think Windows and Linux are also progressing well. Hard to give an estimate on those things because you can always like find a blocker bug and in the last second. So
yeah. But
I would think early next week should be absolutely possible.
Okay, that's cool. So because lots of people are asking when the next beta will be available and when the final version will be there and the like, so it's just good to hear a bit an update on that.
I suppose the only other thing that came to mind as well was that Canonical seems to have announced they're going to hire at least one full-time LibreOffice developer. That's a good development.
Yeah, which is absolutely great.
That's great, indeed. Or maybe some more updates on not development stuff, but some more things that have been going on. So most of you are aware that next week we have the Business and Administration Congress in Munich. That's organized by the German nonprofit that is currently also acting as the interim legal entity for the foundation. And we will have a panel discussion, and we will have also a dedicated lecture on presenting the foundation idea, the development ideas, mostly to business and governmental users. So it will be pretty interesting to hear their feedback, their questions, maybe their concerns. And also interesting, Oracle will also be at the conference as a sponsor and with a, I don't know if with a booth, but at least with a lecture. And so it will be just quite interesting that both parties are at the conference venue and will present their ideas, and I think it will be a very, very fruitful event. And in terms of media communication, we're still receiving lots of interview requests. Yesterday I've given an interview to an Austrian radio show, and Thomas has given to an Austrian magazine and to a German magazine today, so lots of inquiries are still going on. That's good that we are still in the media and people are talking about us and asking what's going on. So we have quite a lot of media attention, which is just great. So are there any other points you'd like to talk about for the moment?
Not from my side.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Cor speaking.
And hi, Cor.
Hey, Cor. Great to hear you.
Hi. Good to see you. I had some time available, so I just thought, let me join and see what's going on.
Yeah, great. Great. So we have no fixed agenda for today, and right now everybody on the call, which is Thorsten, which is Sophie, which is Quaylen, and myself. I think Charles is still on another phone call. Just gave a short update on what was happening the last week, what we've been doing, and most of us have been rather busy with doing lots of stuff, so there's not much on the agenda today, and we just wanted to share that, and Thorsten told us that Beta 3 will be most likely available next week.
Okay, great. Thanks for the update.
So anything you would like to share? I've seen you've drafted the FOSDEM call for papers. Just had that mail a few minutes ago, so thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
Maybe a short update on localization. And just Rimas has updated. Oh, I hear a very bad echo.
Hello, everyone.
Rimas has updated the Puttle server with the last strings.
Okay.
Okay. So we should be finished, I think, over the weekend, and should be okay for next week.
That's great. That's really great. Perfect. I mean, we're just in time, and when the press asks when we will see LibreOffice 3.3, I always say basically this year, and I think we still can, at least as of today, can meet this date. Is this correct?
Yes, I see no reason not to. Of course, we're kind of tied to the OpenOffice.org release, so as that's basically unknown, or there's a range of whatever 4 or 5 weeks where that could happen. That's basically the big unknown.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, I just took me some time to connect.
Hey, Charles.
No problem. We just gave some updates on what's going on, and everybody told what has been happening the last week.
So I also have some updates.
Okay, go on.
There's like one bad news, which is the lawyer will provide me with a full document, that is the legal study on the French Foundation, on Monday, Tuesday. I thought it would have happened this week so that we can discuss that today. The good news is that we have someone who is the president, well, I don't know if he's the president, but he's number two of the Free Software Foundation France, a hacker, and a member of the Software Freedom Conservancy, who wants to join us as being part of the admin team, member of the admin team for the infrastructure.
Okay.
Super.
That's great. We yesterday had a admin call, and we just discussed some basic things, and yesterday's call was closed because we shared some details that they were not thought for the general public, but anyone who wants to join the admin team is welcome, and just maybe give me directly a ping so we can organize things. That would be great.
Yeah. Indeed, we didn't have really an agenda, but I would like to at some point in time discuss things related to local associations and business.
Sure. And I think we will also have lots of things to talk about next week or the week thereafter when we returned from the Munich Congress and had a talk with lots of business users and government, and I think there will be lots of interesting information to share that might also help in actually shaping the foundation and see what models we can follow.
Yeah, and there will be also the people coming back from LatinoWare, and I understand lots of things happen there as well.
Yeah, and lots of people are on the road at the moment. That's true for sure. So, anything else you'd like to share? Anyone from the group? I've been personally quite busy with lots of stuff going on, working on topics we already discussed about, so there's not that much to share from my side.
Well, one thing, some weeks ago, I don't remember exactly how long ago, there were some mails about headlines, sort of roadmap for the obvious reasons. But I can't remember that I did see any finishing of that. Is it still to be done? And if so, is it okay if I try to find it and draft something?
I didn't entirely copy that, Core. So headlines for what? For development or?
No, just the roadmap global where we as Document Foundation are working on currently, that we just 4 or 5 dots saying we work on the legal structure, we work on a more infrastructure, we work on, well, just a few things like that, that people that enter here and see that things are not yet perfect, that they see, oh, well, it is being worked on.
Yeah, great idea. And you said you would provide those, or
I can try to put something together.
Yeah, I think that would be really helpful to have some.
Okay, I'll do it, and then we can discuss where it is best to be put on, and in what form. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I think we gave a very brief development overview with the latest PR, but in fact, people have been asking about more details and the like, and would be great if you could provide something like this as well. Definitely.
Okay.
Great.
And yesterday I met our friend Simon Phipps.
He was
in Rotterdam. There was an open source business meeting, and he just gave a good talk about free software project, etc.
Okay. That's great. That's great.
Yes.
So there will be lots of events also coming up for us, I think. What I maybe could share here as well, I did it yesterday in a marketing meeting, and Torsten may, as the organizer, may also jump in and talk a bit about the Hackfest that we had in Hamburg. It was last weekend, and it was planned before the Document Foundation came up. And personally, I don't want to talk too much about technical details here, but what I felt great was basically the first time that we met the Hamburg people from Oracle again, and despite the troubles that went on the last weeks and the discussions we all had, the Hackfest took place as planned, with people from LibreOffice Document Foundation, with people from Oracle OpenOffice Org, and to me it was really great meeting them again, and we had very friendly and open talks. The positions, as we have them seen on the list, are the same, but I really appreciated that we had open talks and we're trying to be very constructive and met still as friends, and it was a very positive experience for me to see this after all those partially loud discussions that went on. And I hope that we can do similar cooperations on FOSDEM and on other events and trade shows. And I also heard in Germany there has been a trade show where OpenOffice.org and LibreOffice have been there, and also there have been no real problems. So I think it's a good sign.
Yes,
okay.
I completely agree. So at least from on the technical level, I clearly think that cooperation is possible still.
Definitely. So, anything else from the steering committee members that you want to discuss here? then I don't know if we have anyone listening, but then I will open up the microphones right now. So we have, just like last time, an open round for discussion and questions by everyone. So, yeah, let me look how this works. So, hello everyone. Anyone listening to us?
Hello, this is Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Hello, Candy.
So, anyone from the audience, so to say, any questions, any comments, any feedback? Let's have an open discussion round. Clearly not. Everybody is shy.
Cool. That's great. So we can keep working on Beta 3?
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Yeah, indeed. If there is nothing else that you would like to share, to talk about, then we can end this call very, very soon. And I think that for next week or the week thereafter, after the Congress in Munich, we will have a much longer call with lots of agenda items and things to discuss. And in the meantime, let's try to get out Beta 3 and let's keep up the contact to the press and advertise for the things that we do. And yeah, then if there is nothing else, no last order, then thanks everyone.
Thanks, Florian.
Ciao.
Bye.
Thank you, Florian.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.